This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters is reporting that large parts of central and eastern China are being hit by the worst flooding in decades, and that there are resulting disruptions in key supply chains, including those for crucial personal protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic was born late last year, warn residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir, which has been holding back water to try to ease downstream flood risks, is more than 10 meters higher than its warning point. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being recorded today as the number of COVID cases worldwide races toward 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India surpassed 1 million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities closing in on 26,000. Brazil's caseload is now topping 2 million, with 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He is said to be taking the unproven malaria drug hydroxychloroquine. India's grim milestone further raised anxieties tied to overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. Israel has reinstated virus precautions. Restaurants, what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls interim steps to avoid another general lockdown, restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on weekends. The weekend closure of barbershops, beauty salons, tourist sites, and beaches is also planned. The rise in pandemic cases in Israel yesterday totaled 1,900, pushing the nationwide number to some 46,000. This is VOA News. In Australia, the state of New South Wales is tightening its pandemic rules after health officials found 8 new infections. With a record 420 new cases, the city of Melbourne is a virus hotspot. Here in the United States, hotspots abound. Cases are climbing toward 3.6 million, with more than 138,000 deaths. Disease spikes are spread across the South and West. Among those states hardest hit, Florida, with close to 14,000 new cases yesterday and 156 virus deaths. Florida's totals close to 316,000 infections and some 4,700 fatalities. Texas, for the third straight day, recorded 10,000 new COVID cases and 129 deaths. A third of the state's 3,400 fatalities have come in the first 2 weeks of July. The city of San Antonio has begun using refrigerated trailer trucks to store the bodies of victims. In the state of Arizona, infections are moving in on 135,000, 55,000 this month alone. Fatalities now number about 2,500. Arizona yesterday had the sad distinction of leading the U.S. in the growth of confirmed coronavirus cases. It also has the country's most alarming rise in positive virus test results, more than 25%. In the latest 24-hour period, the United States broke its daily record for new cases with more than 77,000. It appears all of this is having a serious impact on U.S. President Donald Trump's poll numbers. A new survey by Reuters and Ipsos shows that only 1 in 4 Americans think it is safe for public schools to reopen this fall, and 4 in 10 parents say they will likely keep their children home. The online survey was conducted as the country's 13,000 school districts grapple with how to safely resume classes after closing in the spring as infections spread. The results fly in the face of demands from President Trump that schools fully reopen. Another poll done by the Washington Post and ABC shows only 38% of Americans support Mr. Trump's handling of the pandemic, down from 46% in May. And a 63% majority said controlling the spread of COVID was more important than reopening the economy, another belief at sharp odds with Mr. Trump's stated priorities. The head of the European Council, Charles Michel, says a deal on the next European budget and EU recovery fund is possible at a summit in Brussels, which is set for today. Michel told reporters, quote, "With political courage, it's possible to reach an agreement. At stake is a $853 billion coronavirus bailout package." With all eyes on Brussels, European markets are mostly lower today. The same was true in Asia, where Japan's Nikkei average lost a third of a point. Wall Street appears headed toward a lackluster open after yesterday's end of 4 days of gains. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.